It's the Daily Listen. Thanks for tuning in. Today I'm reading from the Psalms. I'm starting out in Psalm 137. Listen to these first words. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. There, on the poplars, we hung our harps. For there our captors asked us for songs. Our tormentors demanded songs of joy. They said, "Sing us one of the songs of Zion." How can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a foreign land? You might be feeling like you're by the rivers of Babylon during these strange days of pandemic. You may be feeling frustration, limitations. How can we worship? How can we praise God when our lives are being so negatively impacted? The answer is in another psalm. In Psalm 40, David is speaking about waiting patiently for the Lord. He's in the slimy pit. He's in the mud and the mire. And he says, God pulled me up and gave me a firm place to stand. He put, listen to this, he put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. David says, I am going to have a song of praise in my mouth. And you might look at the verses before it and say, well, of course you've got a song of praise, David, because God lifted you up out of the pit, out of the mire. You didn't start singing that song of praise until after God's deliverance came. But you need to read to the end of the psalm, because verse 17, David says, as for me, I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. You are my God. Do not delay. David is still in a pit. His circumstances haven't changed, but his attitude has changed because he's recognized that there is a greater deliverance that God has given him as he trusts in the Lord. I pray that today you may find the strength to say to God, I will speak words of praise to you, God, because you have delivered me even while I wait for your ultimate deliverance. God bless your day.